Leadership isn't taking you seriously as a marketer because you're not speaking their language. So today we're going to walk through the six things that most leaders care about and how you can reframe all of your marketing programs in reference to what they actually want from you. My name is Mason Cosby. I run an organization called Scrappy ABM. In the past 2 years, I've personally generated $25 million in tangible revenue, and I run an organization of people that have generated over $100 million in revenue. So as you think about what leadership cares about, it boils down to six core things. The first thing here is sustained organizational growth. Which do you think your leadership would love more? Would they love the one campaign that generated $1 million as a one-shot opportunity? Or do you think they would prefer the campaign that on a quarterly basis generates $150,000 in revenue every single quarter? If you picked option two, you're correct. We don't typically love as leaders to see one-shot programs because yes, they can have a massive impact. Yes, they can be super helpful in the short term. But what ends up happening is now we don't have anything that we can do again and again and again to generate the same or similar results. Whereas if we know with confidence, we're going to run this playbook, it's going to generate $150,000. We'll do it again next quarter and the quarter after that and the quarter after that. That then becomes a baseline that we could continue to build and scale the business from. So as you're thinking about how to align with leadership, if you can talk in repeatability and predictability, more so than big, huge one-time wins, you'll get more buy-in on the predictable, repeatable results than you will on the big one-shot wonders. That example perfectly ties into efficiency. Because in reality, if you end up building a repeatable, systematic program that consistently delivers results, what you'll end up finding is that because of the repeatability of running the same kinds of programs over and over again, you actually spend less time trying to set them up. You end up actually typically getting greater results because you've done the same thing over and over and over again. And then lastly, you actually are able to open up more of your time to build new things. And you can end up creating multiple systematic programs that stack together, creating overall efficiency that actually scales the business. So as you think about what the main goal is here, we want to make sure that what we're doing creates the greatest efficiency and least operational drag, which is a fancy way of just saying slows us down as a business. We want to do the things that slow us down the least in the business. And when you build things you do over and over and over again, there's way less things that slow you down because you know what to do. You've seen this process before and you know it will work. So focus next on efficiency. When you think about profit next, this really comes back to targeting. So there's a couple of things here that I want to break down. Yes, if you've got an efficient program, it's going to require less spend and less time, which overall creates a more profitable center for your marketing program. But when we actually think about the goal of marketing, it's to get more of our right fit customers in the door versus any customers. So when you think about the goal of building out your marketing program, if you can frame it through the lens of, I actually worked with finance, we pulled our client profitability, we identified our most profitable customers, and we're actually building systematic programs we can run over and over and over again that are targeted towards the people we know that will generate the greatest amount of profit. Would that be a worthwhile time endeavor? Most leadership would be like, yeah, that was amazing, because I often don't hear marketers talk through the lens of profit. I hear most marketers talk through the lens of revenue and pipeline. But if you can actually do the homework and do the math with finance to say, hey, these customers generate a lot of profit, why don't we go get more of those? And you present that to leadership and you can do it repeatably and predictably, I think you'd be hard pressed to find an organization that isn't bought in on that kind of program. The fourth thing that leadership cares about is attracting and retaining top talent. I understand that as you're thinking about marketing, you are thinking that's more of an HR recruiting issue. But I'm going to walk you through exactly how a great marketing program ensures that you become a talent magnet. So to recap where we've gotten so far, we've got a customer base that is highly profitable, that we consistently and systematically go get more of in a way that is highly efficient. The other thing, though, when you think about profit, what often happens is that our most profitable customers are the customers that have stayed with us for the longest periods of time. And typically, customers that have stayed for a long time like what we do for them. I don't know about you, but if I don't like what I'm getting from a company, I stop working with them. So what that fundamentally means is if you built a business around customers that stayed for a long time and were very happy, that dramatically improves your brand, because they're going to talk in the market about how amazing it is to work with your company. And on top of that, if your customer base is super happy, it's a way more enjoyable employee experience because you don't spend all this time solving all these customer problems and having customers hate you and ask for refunds and tell you that you're a terrible person for working at this company. they actually like you a lot because you're doing a great thing for them. So as a result of both attracting and retaining top customers, you create an environment and a brand that becomes a talent magnet that attracts great talent. And because what they expected to get based on what they see in the market matches what they get when they start to work with you, they stay. The fifth thing that most leadership teams care about is fostering a positive company culture. So we've already touched on this with really happy customers, but when you think about in past jobs that you've experienced personally, most bad days happen because something went wrong with the customer, something went wrong with a client, something went wrong, and as a result, you had a bad day. Your customer base that really hates working with you, you have way more bad days. And as a result, culture suffers. If you have lots of happy customers, you have way fewer bad days. And as a result, culture is boosted because you don't have the existential crisis where you wake up at 3 a.m. questioning your life decisions because you feel like you are working for a scam. I've been there. It's tough. Instead, you sleep well at night because you know you offer a good thing for great people. So as you think about how marketing can actually improve company culture, when you have great customers that love working with you, it creates a great employee experience, which creates a great culture. The last thing here that leadership cares about is continued innovation. As you think about what you're trying to accomplish with this kind of a marketing program that's focused on a very specific kind of customer, what you end up doing is you find lots and lots of customers that are all very similar. So I'm gonna give you the real practical nuts and bolts here. I ran a business that had many, many different kinds of customers. So we surveyed our customer base to get feedback on what they would want from us. We got radically different answers. And as a result, none of it was all that actionable. Whereas over time, we've actually created a customer base that is all largely similar kinds of companies at similar growth stages that experience similar problems. So when we survey our customer base, we actually get a lot of the same answers from our customers, which actually creates actionable feedback that we can use to innovate our service lines and our product offering. So as a result, by getting more and more of your highest profit customers, they'll all look a lot more alike. And as a result, when they give you feedback, you can actually innovate for your market because you have a clearly defined market through your customer base. So now that I've worked through the 6 things that leadership cares about, here's how you then action this in your next monthly marketing meeting. First, I take some time and understand who our most profitable customers are. If you go to finance and ask, hey, I'm trying to build a marketing program to get more of our most profitable customers, can you help me figure out who those are? I can, again, nearly guarantee most people have never gone to finance with that question. And as a result, you'll instantaneously stick out. Next, what you wanna do is identify what are the kinds of programs you could run month over month or quarter after quarter or year after year that are kind of gonna always work for this specific kind of audience. What I would then do is say, in your next marketing meeting, we're gonna pilot this program. And when it works, we would like to run this ongoing every, and then you set the cadence. If this works well, we should see these kinds of results. And as a result from that, you can then get way more easy buy-in to pilot a program for the very first time. Once you've done that, the first time you do it will likely be fairly inefficient because you're learning a lot of new things. But once you've actually proven this out, you can then get additional resources to make this more efficient and fix it all along the way, which then creates greater efficiency. Again, this is then already more profitable because you're already going after your highest profit customers. And then over a long enough time horizon, this will not take effect month one. But if you build a solid brand within a specific market that actually really loves working with you and stays with you for a long time, that word will spread. And as a result, you'll get more talent coming inbound. The company culture will get better because you have less unhappy customers. You're gonna not have as many client fires all the time. And then when you survey your customers every single month or quarter or year on an NPS survey, which you should be doing, and you ask, what do you like from us most? What can we do to make your life even better? You'll look at the answers and you'll see, wow, these are all very similar. So this is how you tie this in and make sure that as you talk to leadership, you're speaking in their language in a way that actually aligns with what they care about. And if you do this well, what you should start to do as you have small wins along the way is consistently tie this program back to one of these 6 reasons. So if a new employee is hired and they said, I just saw your brand everywhere and I talked to people and they loved you, tie that back to the kinds of companies that they talked to. Those are the companies that came in as a result of your program. You're attracting top talent. as you look at customer complaints and employee NPS, see if customer complaints go down and if employee NPS goes up. That's a positive company culture. As you look at those survey results from your NPS, if you see that consistently over time, you're hearing more and more similar answers, that means you've actually enabled your customer base to inform how you should innovate. That ties back to your program. And again, as you look at how you're able to create more efficient programs that are sustainable overall, document how much time it took you to set up the first program and then move into, now we can launch a program like this. And instead of it taking 60 hours, we can knock it out in 15. When you tie everything back to one of these six core pillars, you ensure that you're consistently speaking the language of leadership. And on top of that, the next time that some inevitable cuts come around, your program won't be cut because you've been able to build a business case every step of the way of why your program aligns with what leadership is looking for. Thank you so much for watching this video. If you like this, we're creating a ton more content just like it to help marketers like you align with leadership, align with sales, and actually build sustainable programs that drive a massive profit impact for your business. I'd invite you to like and subscribe to this video and share it with your leadership to make sure that as you talk about your marketing programs, these are the things that they care about.